Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Been talking about how much parents have spent to get their kids back to class, and it is crazy when you add up, you know, your fashionista skills trying to dress up your kids, you know, the school supplies and all this stuff. It really adds up. It's insane.
It does. And, you know, my parents, of course, there are three of us daughters, and of course, as a girl, you want all the cool clothes and stuff like that. So now I completely understand why I was in the hand-me-downs, because everything else adds up.
What Rachel and I didn't realize either is how much stuff parents actually have to buy to send their kid back to class. Good morning. What would you like to say?
Here's the thing. I have two children that started school last week. So we spent about $150 just on school supplies, but that included locks for lockers, dry erase board markers for the teacher, Kleenexes, Ziploc bags. I don't know what that's all about.
When did you have to start buying dry erase boards for the class? I've never heard of this.
And every student has to provide the same packet of dry erase board markers.
How many do they need here?
Right, okay. And what are you using the Ziploc bags for? I don't know.
I guess they have a hell of a game of win, lose, or draw going on class every day.
Right. Then you spend about $150 on each kid for clothes. Then you spend between $120 and $150 on book fees.
So you're trying to get like a cool JanSport backpack too? That's at least $60.
See, now I completely understand why my parents made me have hand-me-downs the whole time, because I had no idea that everything else added up this much, but I know now.
They're like, Rachel, you're going to go build your backpack in shop class.
Right, no, they give you your sister's busted up JanSport backpack and some duct tape, and they say, good luck, have fun, have a great year.
Right.
Appreciate the call. You have a good day, all right?
You too.
And there's nothing wrong with a backpack with duct tape on it, okay, Rachel?
I rock it, I think, for like 3 years in a row.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.